waiting for. You're tuned in to Tapped Out. Hosted by Brendan Tobin and Sean Levine. Only on the BetQL Network.
Hey, that's me. Appreciate you joining us, whether it's on the BetQL Network, twitch.tv/BetQL, the Odyssey app, or on the podcast. Brendan Tobin down in Miami, Sean Levine in Kansas City, and joining us on the line, part of next week's main event in the featherweight division, Calvin Kattar joins us here on Tapped Out. Calvin, I got to ask you, man, because the last time I saw you in the octagon, it was one of the greatest fights I've ever seen. How are you feeling heading into this fight next week?
I'm feeling great. I wish I was on the other end of that one, but I'm feeling strong, feeling good, man. Timing worked out. We had a lot of time to prepare for this one, and I couldn't be more ready.
Calvin, I watched back that fight this morning, man, and in a sport full of tough people, I really do think you set yourself apart. Like, it's crazy well that you were able to get through that type of thing. How do you look back on that fight? Like, do you look on it with pride and showing how you were able to take so much and keep throwing punches by the end of it? Or does it piss you off because you did lose and obviously you're a wildly savage competitor?
Yeah, honestly, a little bit of both, man. But at the end of the day, all you could do is take the positives from it and learn from the mistakes. And I have a great outlook on this upcoming opponent. And I just take everything, you know, everything that happens as a learning lesson. I like to ideally learn off wins. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out that way. And you just got to, you know, pick up and move forward. And I have a game opponent in front of me. He's number 8. He's on a long win streak, 6 or 7-0 or something like that. 7-0 in the UFC, I think. So we're looking to put a stop to that next Saturday.
Since it is a betting show, it is the BetQL Network. The show is called Tapped Out. I was looking at the numbers, and if I saw right, Calvin, you're a slight underdog heading into this one, which is nuts. I saw like a plus 150. Does that give you any sort of extra motivation knowing that at least Las Vegas thinks the other guy's going to win the fight?
Yeah, a lot of people count me out in this fight, and I think the most important thing is that you just don't count yourself out, really. That's all that matters, you know? The people are going to do what they want to do. They're going to bet how they want to bet and pick how they want to pick. But, I'm going out and looking to get that win side and change my life with another victory, man. And that's always the goal.
I'm curious on this, Calvin, because there was a lot of news in your division this week. Volkanovski versus Holloway 3 was announced. And then we found out that Max got hurt. And then everybody was flooding to social media to throw their hat in the ring, including your opponent. You know, Henry Cejudo, everybody, but you didn't. You kind of held firm, and you're a championship quality opponent. So you would definitely, I think, people would love to see you fight for the championship. Why didn't you get into the whole rush of wanting to say, "I'll fight Volk"? Are you waiting because you want to get the win and save it for the octagon? Why did you stay silent this week when everybody else was raising their hand?
Yeah, man, talk is cheap. You know, I'm trying to go out next week and earn it. You know, me calling out does nothing when I have a fight next week. Especially, like I said, with my opponent in front of me. But him throwing his name in the hat, it'd be a shame if I went out and ruined his plans, you know?
What do you think happens with a win? Like, you go out there, you mentioned Giga being on this winning streak. He's one of the hotter names. It feels like he's one of the guys the UFC's trying to push. At that point, do you feel like you line yourself up for maybe title contention right away?
Hey, I mean, all I know is a W gets me that much closer. You only get closer off wins, and like some of these guys calling for the title shots off losses, like, doesn't really make sense to me. Yeah, it happens every now and then, but go out and win some shit and then talk.
For that, Calvin, like, when you did reflect on this year, like you said, you had a lot of prep going into this one, almost a year to the date that you're going to be stepping into that octagon. What did you want to get better at? Like, what did you take from this whole time and feel like, I really want to improve here and show the world I'm going into this next level?
Yeah, you always, like I said, you always try to get an updated version, pick up what you learned last fight, and just trying to be always be an updated version of yourself. Anytime you come in there with just the same shit you did last camp, you know, eventually they're gonna catch up to you. You know, so just always trying to fight honestly smarter. Just always trying to fight smarter, get the fight IQ up. And that's always the goal, man. I know I got the toughness in the back pocket. I can rely on it. I'm pretty durable. And I like a good fight, but the art of hitting and not getting hit, it's a lot harder in our sport, you know, especially with dangerous specialists in all facets of the game. But that's always the goal.
Talking with Calvin Kattar here on Tapped Out on the BetQL Network. He is a guy in Giga Chikadze, I got to say that one's slow, brother, that has never been knocked out. You got some hella good knockouts on your resume. Does that make a difference that you're like, well, then I'll be the guy to put the first KO on his resume?
Honestly, man, my goal is just always get my hand raised in all those fights. And if it should be a knockout, great. Should be a submission, great. All that matters is I get my hand raised, and that's all I really visualize. You know, to visualize anything else, I think so. Just like just thinking ahead. I just, you know, I prefer to rely on what I see on fight night and capitalize off it. You know, but at the end of the day, just get my hand raised.
Yeah, but you got some highlight knockouts. I was watching this morning, like the Jeremy Stevens one, the Lamas one, the Burgos one. Do you have a favorite, man? Like, is there a favorite? Mine was the Burgos one.
Yeah, I'd say probably that. And I like Burgos a lot. I mean, he's a stand-up, tough fighter, great guy. But, you know, being at home after my UFC debut on short notice, it was like a real debut for me at home. I had 10 weeks to prepare. And I feel like everybody who missed my short notice fight that helped, like that watched me get to that level. I feel like my real debut almost for the people in my hometown was 220 in Boston. So, yeah, that'd be up there.
Talking to Calvin Kattar here. Now, Calvin, everybody raves about your boxing, man. One of the best boxers in mixed martial arts. A lot of noise was made this week. Tyson Fury says he wants to come out and do a hybrid gloves, hybrid rules against Francis Ngannou. Forget the hybrid rules, though. Like, what would intrigue Calvin Kattar more as a great boxer yourself? Tyson Fury stepping into the octagon and fighting Francis Ngannou in mixed martial arts, or Francis Ngannou getting in the boxing ring and fighting Tyson Fury in boxing?
Nah, fuck that. I think they need to get together and do it in the metaverse, man. What a time. What a time, right? Like, what's going on here in this game? It's all, I kind of like it, you know, but really, I like those type of fights. The guys at the top, you know, it's tough to, you don't really see much buzz on the, you know, the maybe the guys that aren't so hot right now, you know, making that same transition. But yeah, Francis Ngannou, Tyson Fury, sign me up in either a ring or an octagon. I'm in.
I'm not asking you to call anybody out, but is there a boxer that you would like to do that? If Calvin Kattar got to have, like, is there a star boxer you'd be like, I want to test my skills against him in the boxing ring?
I mean, I'm always looking to test my boxing skills, but not really anybody to call out, man, but I'm always a gamer, you know, that I'm pretty much boxing in the UFC right now. You know what I mean? For me, man, I'm trying to go win a belt, you know, go win a belt and then you want to get all cute and shit, have fun with it, you know, but trying to go win me a belt, change my family's life, like I said, and get in and out healthy.
Speaking of the belt, Calvin Kattar joining us here on the BetQL Network. We were having a back and forth about who's the featherweight goat earlier on in the show. If I ask you who's the best featherweight champion of all time, what would be your answer?
Oh, I'm still making my case, but in the right now, you gotta tip your hat to the champ. You know, he's beat Aldo, who's up there on that goat mountain, along with Max, my last opponent, man. And you know, I look forward to just earning more opportunities to compete against these, you know, great fighters, and hopefully one day have my name amongst that top list. You know.
What is what's it like back home, Calvin, when you have a fight week for you? Like, I imagine, you know, usually your type of area in New England, you guys support your own. Is it like watch parties back home? What is the town like when it's Calvin Kattar fight night?
Yeah, definitely. It's always wild, and it's definitely going to be wild tonight. A lot of fight night parties, but all over. My sister branched out to Texas, so now we got a whole, you know, got a whole crew out there on the ranch supporting too. And then, believe it or not, man, it's been what, 1, 2, 3, I think at least 3 fights right now during the pandemic that none of my family or friends are able to go to. So a lot of them are actually forked up the cash and bought a ticket to the fight this weekend, just
excited
to come out and finally be able to see me fight live, you know? So it's pretty cool. I'm excited about it.
It's at the Apex, right?
Yeah. It's Apex. So a couple hundred people. I'm sure, you know, we're going to pack the house next Saturday.
Does it make a difference to you as far as like getting up to fight, whether it's in front of, you know, like 15,000 at T-Mobile or like you said, a couple hundred at the Apex?
I'm always ready to, you know, scrap, man. Wherever it's got to be, it's always an octagon, and I really try to focus what's going on inside the octagon rather than out. But I'd be lying if I didn't say, man, that crowd, that energy you get from it, you know, even just hearing it on fight night, it sets the tone. And you saw that when they first allowed fans back. The knockouts were ridiculous. It was one of the most exciting cards of the year, I think, for sure.
When you get into fight week this upcoming week and you see Giga eye to eye for the first time, what do you think that's going to be like? Are you looking forward to that moment to kind of size them up?
I mean, I'm always sizing them up, definitely looking. Like I said, I ain't here really to make friends, but trying to just go out, get a win, and he just provides another opportunity like that. You need a guy like Giga. You need a guy like going on a 7-0 fight win streak, you know? That's how you get these big moment main event opportunities. So, you know, I'm excited to, like I said, compete against these guys that are climbing the division and working the way to the belt like I am. And an A side needs a B side in order to make a good main event and have a big moment opportunity. So Giga's giving me that opportunity as I'm giving him. And Saturday night, it's going to be a fun one for the fans.
Couple minutes left with Calvin Kattar here on the BetQL Network. Fight week now less than a week away. Do you like fight week or does it suck?
I mean, it's 1 week away from eating everything I want. You know, it's a trade-off, man. Sometimes it sucks being that 13 weeks out. You're just like, damn, that's a long sentence. You know what I mean? But on the back end of a week, I mean, shit, I'll do anything for a week. But and also just kind of going out and getting paid and changing your life, like we talk about, you know.
Is there a do you like pork out after the weigh-in, or does that have to wait until after fight night? Like, what is once you make weight, how do you is there like a celebratory meal afterwards? Do you spoil yourself, or does that have to wait until after the fight?
You know, when I first made my cut to 45, I spoiled myself too soon. I like threw up in my mouth in the third round, and I was winning the whole fight. And I think if I would have threw up, I would have lost it. He was trying to take me out against the cage, just pushing his shoulder into my stomach. So I was like, you know what, man, you really just got to wait one more day. Just be a little bit more professional about it. Continue to eat what you've eaten all camp. You know, don't throw your body any curveballs. And then, after that, dig in.
What's a better city, Boston or Vegas?
Shit, I gotta go Boston, but you know, Vegas is a little nicer in the winter, man. Like I said, it's snowing back home, and I'm relaxing actually outside right now, taking full advantage. Worked out a little bit earlier outside, but we got an encore in Boston now, so Boston's taking a little bit of Vegas with him.
Are you kicking back tomorrow? Are you watching a little Patriots Dolphins before the playoff goes in? Like, do you get into the sports world at all?
Yeah, for sure. At least, you know, New England sports, of course. Other than that, I kind of don't really give a shit, to be honest. But excited for the Pats. And, we always, for some reason, got a tough one with Miami. So my cousin's actually living out there now. He's in town. I'm sure we'll talk a lot of shit tomorrow.
I'm sure you will, brother. Calvin Kattar, of course, half the main event, taking on Giga Chikadze next Saturday night. Thanks so much for your time, Cal. We appreciate you, brother. Good luck. Stay healthy.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks, man. Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
See you, man. Good luck.
All right, brother. That's Calvin Kattar joining us here. We appreciate him on the BetQL Network.
We got to – hey, listen. This is a shout-out to our producers, because I know that's when you got to sweat through, boys.
Definitely a lot of beefs there. Yeah, my mom would have washed my mouth out with soap a couple of times. But then again, we're talking with fighters, right? We're not talking about ballet here. We're talking about the octagon. He was keeping it real. And I appreciate also that he didn't pull any punches, no pun intended, when it came to essentially why he's not calling out Volkanovski right now, because he knows he's coming off a loss.
Like, 100%.
He basically said – that's what he said. He said, I'm coming off a loss. I'm not that guy. I'll let somebody else be that guy. And when I win this fight, then I'll call somebody out. Like, that's the way to play that.
I think it is too. And I hope there's a part of me that hopes, Sean, that even if it seems like it's leaning Korean Zombie, I kind of hope that they can just wait a week. Let's see if Calvin Kattar or Giga has a great performance. And maybe he does wow people over. Maybe he does have a great performance. And they say, you know what? That's the guy I want to see fight for the belt.
It's very feasible. Is it likely? I don't know that any of these scenarios are necessarily likely. Like, at this point, I don't know that that honestly, like you keep talking about, you didn't think that Max Volkanovski was likely, and they announced it earlier this week. So I legitimately feel like Cater's name is one of maybe half a dozen at this point that could actually end up with that fight, and certainly could go a long way. I mean, if either one of these guys has a highlight knockout, if there's a giga kick or something like that, maybe he's the next guy. So a lot's going to determine who fights Volkanovski for the strap, I think, based on what happened Saturday night.
I agree, man. This is a stacked division. It's a fun storyline. Like, I don't want to see Max get hurt, of course, but you know what? We have seen that fight twice, so I think it does spice it up a little bit. Like, I do think it's going to give Volkanovski a fun new challenge, and it is a division that's packed with talent, so that's a good part of it.
I was ready to see it a third time, so hopefully we do at some point, but not right now. However, there are a bunch of fights that have been announced for 2022, and we got the odds for them, and we break it down next right here. You're locked in to the BetQL Network.